Blog Talk Radio.
You think it won't win it, Wiz? We are here and we are in motion. We do this thing, taking off fast lane, no coasting. And everything is going to be all right. We're talking about a little thing about karma tonight. Kind of, sort of. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we're talking about you so busy wishing that somebody would fail, that you know how we say that. And you know how you heard that. You so busy worrying about somebody else that you ain't taking care of. You so busy hoping that somebody fail that you ain't. You so busy, caught up. We hear it all the time. You know, you so busy worrying about what somebody else is doing that you ain't doing what you supposed to do. You so busy hoping and hoping that you ain't taking care of yours, you ain't protecting yourself, you ain't getting what you supposed to get or doing what you supposed to do, and you got all kinds of things in your life falling down on the job. Well, is it true? Is it true? I leave it up to you. I mean, I think that it can be true to a certain extent. I think it can be true to a certain degree. I don't know if it's 100% true because I don't know, man. I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to tell y'all what I know about me. What I know or what I've seen is that good things happen to bad people all the time. I'm sorry. I ain't trying to be negative, but that's what I've seen. I've seen people jerk people, cheat people, lie and steal from people, hurt people, and they ain't really get their just desserts. And one thing that has taught me over the years is that you got to be concentrating on making sure that you get something good for yourself. Because if you're waiting for somebody else, if you're waiting for God to strike them down, well, then you probably never seen anybody become a victim of God's work. I mean, you know, I done known some people that told some lies. Like they knew they was lying when they told the lie, and people knew that they was lying when they said the lie, and they ain't get struck down. I'm just waiting for one person to get struck down by God when they lie. Can I get one person? One person. All right. If he ain't going to strike them down, but can he at least make them choke on their words or something? I mean, give me something. So, you know, once again, I want to give you all a little disclaimer. I'm not trying to be pessimistic on this show. I'm not trying to be anti-religious on this show, sacrilegious. None of that kind of stuff. But what I'm trying to say is that the way that I've seen life play out may be similar to a lot of things that you may have seen. And we may have both brushed it off because we figured it just wasn't going to happen at that time. Well, sometimes the time just doesn't come. When we talk about the word karma, we talk about the word karma all the time. And a lot of people think that karma is some type of vendetta. That's the way that they speak about karma. They speak about it like it's some type of revenge factor, like it's some type of vendetta, like it's some type of just desserts, like it's some type of equalizer. And I haven't known it to work that way. Like I said, I've known people who have purposely snaked people out, stabbed them in the back, shot them in the heart. Just intentionally did people wrong, and they just didn't get done wrong themselves, not in front of me. Now, I do have some evidence to the contrary where some people have done me wrong, and I haven't exactly witnessed their demise, but I have seen later on, it was like, well, ain't that some shit? Look at that. Does that mean that I'm divinely in tune with God? I don't think so. Could be. But how do I attach what happened to them to myself? Did I make it happen? Because trust me, if I could make it happen, it would have happened a lot sooner, and it would have happened right in front of my face. And unlike some people think, they be thinking like, you know, don't wish bad on nobody because, you know, if it actually happens, then you'll be feeling bad. I'm like, I don't think y'all know me. That ain't the way the little devil on my left shoulder works. He'd be like, shit, we want it. Ain't that what we wanted? Shit, I know we ain't going to start bitching about the things that we actually got that we wanted. I know we be bitching sometimes about not getting the things that we want. You mean to tell me we going to start bitching about the things that, about getting the things that we actually asked for? I don't think so. So, all right. So, I'm trying to give y'all a little blueprint, a little gist, a little example of what we're talking about tonight. When we say you're so busy wishing that somebody would fail that you fill in the blanks after that. You, what has happened when you've seen somebody be obsessed with causing or witnessing somebody else's downfall? Have they actually gotten themselves messed up behind that? Or is that just something that we say? Maybe we weren't close enough to them to see them get their feelings hurt. What do y'all think? What do you say? Mia says, karma isn't for you to see. And I believe that. Let's say that somebody has deliberately, let's say you know somebody who has deliberately done people wrong. They've lied. They've stolen. They've deceived. They've set people up to get hurt, physically hurt, all of that kind of stuff. Does that kind of stuff happen to them? When you pray on the weak, you protect yourself in many ways. Because when you pray on the weak are not going to retaliate against you. It's when you pray on the strong. That's when you get your feelings hurt. That's when you see what revenge, retaliation, and get back is all about. You know, when you mess with the wrong one, maybe you mess with somebody that you thought was weak, or somebody that you didn't think knew anybody, or somebody that you didn't think would strike back. That's when you kind of see somebody like, look, he stole a pack. He stole a pack from them dope boys, and he thought they didn't know about it or they wouldn't find out about it, and they know exactly who did it, and they came and smoked him. That's a little bit different than what we're talking about tonight. That's a little bit different. We're talking about when you have seen somebody lie and cheat and steal and set people up to get hurt and has seemed to have concentrated or poured all of their concentration into making sure that somebody doesn't do well or feel well. And then that person eventually, I don't know, gets really internally or terminally ill. You don't know that's what's going on with them because they've been going about their lives still lying, cheating, hurting, deceiving, setting people up, you know, to be hurt, even being violent. Meanwhile, on the inside, they're dying on the inside. Did they get sick? Did they get sick and die a slow, painful death because of what they've done wrong? Or could it be that they didn't eat right? I mean, that's what they say. That's where they say our sicknesses come from, right? Our diet causes our sicknesses, right? So if you're going to be out there lying and cheating and hurting and being violent and not caring about the well-being of others, you better eat your vegetables. I would advise your evil ass to adopt a plant-based diet. Now, speaking of plant-based diets, they say that people who don't eat meat normally do good. Well, they need to come around some people that I know, because some of these vegan motherfuckers ain't on the level. But what you could actually say is that if you think they bad as a vegan or vegetarian, imagine what they would be like if they were carnivores. Well, we may never know. Mia says, praying for someone's downfall only solidifies your own downfall. Does it? Let me ask you this, Miss Cunningham. Do you think that it's wrong to wish bad things on somebody who has continually and purposely done you wrong? Do you think that it's wrong to do that? I mean, because it's okay if you think that that's wrong, and it's okay if you don't think that is wrong. I'm going to tell you right now, no, I don't think that is wrong, and I'm not practicing wishing good on my enemies. You know, there was a time, I ain't going to lie, there was a time not long ago, I used to pray for my enemies. Before I went to bed at night, I used to pray for the motherfuckers. And then I start to think, shit, don't they have family? Don't they have friends? Just because I don't like them doesn't mean that nobody likes them. I don't like Donald Trump, but he has millions of supporters. I don't have that. So me wishing the downfall of him or anybody else hasn't sealed the deal. His own deeds have sealed the deal. So like I said, I used to pray for my enemies. I used to pray for the good health and happiness and prosperity of my loved ones and my enemies. Some shit like that. I can't even remember how I used to put it. How I used to do it. I used to pray for my mom, my dad, my brothers, my sisters, my aunt, uncles, cousins, nieces and nephews, grandparents, friends, and enemies. That's what I used to say, for my friends and my enemies. And I used to say something about, you know, praying that I never mistake my real friends for my enemies, and hopefully I never mistake my real enemies for my friends. But then I just took enemies out of my prayers. Like, nah, let me get them up out of here. And I tell you what, since I stopped praying for my enemies, I've actually done better. I ain't even gonna lie. My financial situation has improved. My social situation has improved. And I feel like I've become a better person. Because maybe taking the enemies out of my prayers have gotten the enemies out of my fucking face. Now, the time that they get is the time that they get. But you ain't going to tell me that somebody who has not only wished bad things on me, but has physically and actively gone out to make sure that bad things happen to me, you ain't going to tell me that I can't wish that on them back, because I'm going to do it. I'd be like, God, man, please kill these motherfuckers. I mean, not just kill them, because I don't believe that death is a punishment. Because that means we all get punished by dying. Nah, that ain't it. What I need them to do is I need them to suffer. And I need them to suffer bad. Now, that's whether I see them or not. But something got to be done about these niggas. They got to go. And I understand that everybody is not there. But the same way as I have to respect those who show mercy to those who don't show them mercy, just please respect the fact that I wish hell on earth for those who have tried to inflict hell on earth to me. And it ain't going to stop. All right. Cal Chamber, let me friend me Favorita. Stacey White, what's going on tonight? T. Cabby Wright, what's going on? Shirley Cheryl, the world's most precious, great pearl in the world that's coming through, girl. Mia says, it's human to want those, those harmed that have harmed you. However, I leave the vengeance to God. I move on with my life. Trying to do me wrong only brings wrong to you. I don't have to see it. I understand that. I'm just helping God out. I just want him to know that I appreciate his work. And I'm actually trying to contract out, like, yo, I know God, you know, I've been asking for things lately, but I just need this one thing. You guys handle my mans over there. They tripping. They not letting me get no peace. I need them hurt. Same thing is like when public figures that I haven't had any appreciation for or people that I know that have passed on or whatever. You know what I mean? I feel sorry for their families. I do. But I don't feel sorry for them. Like, fuck them. No. It was like, fuck me. So believe me, it's like, fuck you or them. Cal Chamberlain says, everything in God's time. Exactly. I definitely believe that. So that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get Amazing Show. Is it actually the case where you're so busy wishing that somebody would fail that you wind up failing yourself? I don't know. Some people are obsessed with putting every effort into making sure that somebody else fails. I think Donald Trump put a lot of effort into making sure that Obama got seen in a negative light, that he couldn't help putting a negative light on himself. But he had already been doing that. It didn't start when he waged his campaign, his smear campaign against Barack Obama. And speaking of Barack Obama, I can't say that everything that Barack Obama has done in his life has been suitable for people, appropriate for people. I know I like them, but a lot of people don't like him. And a lot of people know things about him that I don't know, socially, politically, personally, and all of that. We all make mistakes. And best believe, there are times when we have all purposely done something to somebody that we shouldn't have done. It doesn't mean that that was totally our personality. But yeah, we all fall down sometimes. So, you know, if I hear people saying, I ain't never do nobody in, don't tell me what you ain't never do. Because you have done something that don't nobody know about, that you got away with, and maybe you chose never to do it again. But you ain't going to tell me that you ain't never fucked nobody up on purpose that didn't have it coming. Maybe in your mind you felt like they had it coming. It doesn't mean that they really had it coming. It happens. You got to learn from that. Some people don't learn from it. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't be learning from it, yo. This colon ring tonight is so vegetable-like, I can taste the stems. It's like I can taste the root. I can taste the root. The root, baby, the root. I guess I'm strange because I wish them well, not blocking my blessings. See, I don't think that you could block your blessings because it's a blessing. I don't think anybody else can block your blessings either. But trust me, I used to say words like block, blessing. You can't stop God. God is the only person that provides the blessings. How you going to block that? You don't even see it coming. Sometimes you don't even feel it. You know, like, think about some of the toughest times you've had in your life. And then you see somebody else doing so much worse and you're like, damn. You didn't even know how truly blessed you were. See, we can only judge things from the station that we're speaking from. See, me working at a hospital, you know, I have to walk through that ICU every night. So when we talk about blocking blessings, yeah, I have a new definition of that. Because I realize I could be one of these people here hooked up to all of these tubes, having the family come in and crying over me. You know, my death being imminent is one thing, but the suffering that's taking place before all of that has happened, that's a whole different thing. I can't say that that's a punishment to them, but the bottom line is it's a blessing to me to have good health. And I don't always feel like I'm blessed just because I have good health, especially when I might be looking for good wealth and the health is all I have. I'm only saying that although we use words, cliches like block blessings, I don't think we really think about it a lot of times. You can't stop God. So you know how people be like, you know, don't let your enemies or don't tell a lot of people what kind of moves you're making because they might block your blessings. And you just denied God right there. That's how I feel. You just denied God. Because God, these little talking, gossiping, you know, little messy motherfuckers, they can't stop God. They can't do it. If he wants you to have something, you're going to get it. Can't nobody stop it. If he wants you to have something, you're going to get it. It doesn't matter about this person talking about you over here, this person lying on you over here, this person reporting you over here, and those people snitching on you over there. It don't matter. If it's meant for you, you're going to get it. In 2016, I watched this presidential election from by Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and I thought that Hillary Clinton was a shoo-in to win that election. Well, guess what happened? Guess who was blessed on that night? I believe it was November 3rd, or was it November 8th? It was one of those two. But that night in 2016, the one that they thought was going to get the blessings wasn't the one that was blessed. It was the bad guy. The bad guy won. The bad guy. Our bad guy got the blessings. Couldn't nobody stop it either. Couldn't nobody stop it. Wasn't nothing you could do. Your votes couldn't stop it. Your legislation couldn't stop it. Your protests couldn't stop it. And nothing couldn't reverse it either. Same thing happened in 2020, where a lot of people thought, oh, no, this boy going to win again. Just like he won before, he going to win again. Well, no. It was another man's time. So I don't know what's going to happen in 2024, but I know what's happening in 2023. So I'm just saying. This is just a different perspective. I'm not talking about right or wrong here. See, I'm inflicted with the reality of the earthly experiences. And I just don't see bad people having bad things happen to them. I don't see it. Things happen to them in their own time. They don't happen in the time that I need them to happen. Not even the things that I want for myself. They don't happen on the timeline that I want them to happen. But you can best believe that somebody is hoping that the good things don't happen to me. And some people are hoping that good things do happen to me. And some people are hoping the bad things happen to me too. Everybody gonna get a little something. But nah, ain't nobody blocking blessings over here. God gives out the blessings. And when it's time for you to get yours, you're getting it. Everybody else is just going to have to be mad. There's a lesson in the blessings anyway. And if you don't learn the lessons from the blessings, then the blessing wasn't the blessing that you thought it was. You got to, in order for you to receive the blessing, you have to learn the lesson from the blessing. But every blessing comes with a lesson, each and every one. We don't always like that part. Carol says, them tables seem to be turning for 45, but we'll see. He caused his own demise. My point is, nobody else caused it for him. It's him. It's him. He don't believe in following rules. He don't believe in doing the right thing. He doesn't believe in taking the road, the easy road. He believes in taking the hard way out. If it wasn't for that dumbass's ego, now on one hand, his ego has gotten him to where he has been in life. On the other hand, his ego is having to pay the price. But a little while ago, I was talking about knowing who the enemy is that you, well, knowing who to victimize, thinking that somebody is weak when they're strong. This man tried to convince everybody that the justice system is weak, that the media is weak, that everybody else is weak except for him. He outright said it. Well, he found out. He's fucking around and finding out that guess what? Some people are just as smart as you are or smarter. And some people are just as strong as you are or stronger. And some people are just as determined as you are or more determined. And you're helping them to hurt you. That's what you're doing. But this still has to play out. Because I don't think that what we want or think is going to happen to him, I don't know if it's going to happen like that. This is really a wait and see thing. But one thing is for sure, this cat is stressed out. So if you wanted him to feel the anxiety and angst and uncomfortable feelings that you felt dealing with him, yeah, he's getting that. He's getting that all the way. There is nothing more stressful than having to go back and forth to court for some shit that you know that you've done or that the evidence seems strong against you. Because either way, you spending millions of dollars, or in our case, thousands of dollars trying to fight the case. So even if you win, you're broke. And that's what he's experiencing now. Shoot, I saw in the news today, they were saying that he's finding it hard to find a lawyer to take his case because he's burned so many lawyers. He don't pay his bills. And he winds up getting his lawyers caught up and being his lawyers become defendants. That ain't what no lawyers are in it for. That ain't what they're in it for. So yeah, he's having a hard time right now. But it's all of his doing. It ain't all of anybody's hoping. Okay, Mia says, I don't give any energy to those that want harm for me. What God has for me is for me. My path is my path. What man can do is nothing compared to what God has in store. I hear that. And she also says, there are no accidents for those that come into your life, good or bad. God can place bad people in your path to help strengthen and grow you, to teach you and bring you closer to him. Man, we got some evolved people in here, don't we? Y'all are all evolved. Look at y'all. Look at y'all. All enlightened and shit. Look at You can tell. You can tell ain't no millennials in this thing. Ain't nobody bitching. If you would have rolled back the clock 30 years, you would have heard nothing but like, nah, that shit ain't right. And niggas ain't got no right in them. We should take a couple of shots and put it right in them. And I'm not talking about no alcohol, the ones that get into your bloodstream and be like, oh, that hurts so bad and it burns and I got to get to a hospital. It's my turn. Please, God save me now. Don't leave me without my babies. Oh, wow, I can't believe that this happened and ends to me. All because I wasn't done doing the right thing. See, I've learned my lessons, and I bet from now I won't block my blessings. It's going to be a better time for you and all of us, and I But I guarantee your gum will bust no more. I'm putting those childish games away. I'ma learn how to play. I've had some enlightenment, done a little better, done learned a few lessons, done had a few blessings, done took my bumps and bruises, went on a couple vacations and cruises. I know that my life is worth something that make me want to surf a surfer in the ocean of creativity, positivity too. And I'ma find me something better to do. But this little crisis is something I gotta get through. What you talking about or where we going? Yo, I see that my slip is kind of showing. I was trying to keep my thing a little private, but I wasn't doing the right thing. So I've got my just desserts, and I'll tell you one thing, the shit hurts. I'ma do a lot better in my life right now. And I'm about to show to you and the whole youth how you can turn your life around and you can get better, but I gotta get through this storm or whatever. All right. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Ansel Jones says, who are we to judge? This is a test from a higher power. Who are we to judge? Well, I don't know, because I think that a judgment is just an opinion. So I judge every single day because I have opinions on things. You know what I mean? I put up a post today. I did. I put up a post today. You know, I'm gonna show y'all the post I put up. Hold on, y'all. I got you, son. The post says, I don't know about y'all, but I ain't checking nobody's record sales or bank accounts before I decide if I can call them ugly, fat, or stupid, or obnoxious. I'll read it again. Where'd it go? I said, I don't know about y'all, but I ain't checking nobody's record sales or bank accounts before I decide if I can call them ugly, fat, stupid, or obnoxious. And the reason I say that is because people nowadays have you thinking that because somebody has sold a lot of records, made a lot of money, is doing well for themselves financially, or because everybody else likes them, then you have to see them in a certain type of light. So you can't see somebody that's 500 pounds and call them fat. You can't do that no more. That's what they tell you, especially if they got money. So if Big Pun was alive, I would have had to just be like, yo, man, you know, Big Pun, you know, he's doing his thing. Because I ain't sell that many records. I don't have that many millions. And so who am I to say that somebody else is this, that, and the third when I ain't doing the same thing? I ain't got to do what you do. I do what I do. You doing what you doing. And I can see what you doing. So I ain't got to, you know what I mean? I don't care if you got $50 million. You ugly. That don't make you cute to me. It doesn't take 150 pounds off of you. It don't make you pretty. It doesn't make you smart. You know what I mean? You know that shit that Lizzo do. You know what I mean? Listen, I'm a fan of Lizzo. I like Lizzo. I think she's a good writer. I think she's a good artist, and she promotes herself well. But I don't like the way that she promotes herself. I don't like that shit that she does, and I don't like the shit that she does because this BBW shit to me is out of control. It's crazy. And you can't call none of them fat. You can't say that none of them look disgusting. You can't even say anything about their health because they're trying. What about the fact that you're trying too? And you know that a lot of them ain't trying. They ain't trying. They getting money off the chub. They getting money off the chubby. But nah, you know, like, shoot, people will damn near tell you that you gotta like a song because it's already number one or because it sold a million copies. I'm like, I don't care how much it sold. I don't like the song. If it come on the radio, I'm turning. I'm not buying the CD. Okay. So yeah, Ansel Jones says you can learn a lot from a dummy. I can learn more from a smart person, though. Like, is the dummy teaching me something, or am I learning by observing? Is the smart person teaching me something, or am I learning from observing? I don't know. 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 Mia says, I will be surprised if he goes to jail. Yeah, I don't. I'm going to say this. I know that something has to happen to Donald Trump, because you can't have 37 counts go against you and absolutely nothing happen to you. It can't happen, because that example is going to mess up the whole judicial system. It's going to turn it upside down. Now, you know, normally I don't care about this kind of thing. You know how they say, you know, he got us looking bad around the world. This is the most horrible thing that could ever happen to the United States. An American president getting a federal indictment and potentially doing jail time? An American president? Listen, the United States is very image conscious. And in the end, if he does not go to jail, it will be because of that. Like, we cannot do this, y'all. But it's already out there. By him being criminally charged, that Pandora box is open. That ain't supposed to happen in the United States. We supposed to be the angel. We wear white. So him just being criminally charged, now those rumors, you know, how he always tries to play it down like, you know, this is just a witch hunt and blah, blah, blah. Nah, dog. Evidence against you, you done fucked up. You done guaranteed that you can't sweep this under the rug. You done lifted up the rug, swept it under there, and you ain't see that hole under the rug. You didn't lift up the rug high enough to see that what you were sweeping it into was a hole in the floor, and that was right into the evidence locker of the justice system. That's what you didn't see. You swept it under the rug. Right into the evidence locker. It's a wrap. Something got to happen. There's no way you're going to be able to justify probation. But let's say he just does get probation or suspended sentence. How about that? Because that happens a lot. He gets indicted. He gets convicted. They give him a suspended sentence. You're a convicted felon. You're a convicted criminal. Just because you don't actually do the jail time doesn't mean, like, that stain on your record. No, no. Carol says, we are a mature audience, Omar. Y'all are an evolved audience, because even mature people can't vibe the way we vibe. They can't accept the information that we exchange, especially if we don't totally agree. The thing about us is we can disagree, but we can learn from each other and accept the teachings. That ain't normal. Y'all read the chats or the comments on other shows, and because I know y'all look at other shows, you'd be like, no, if they don't all agree, it'd be a problem. And whenever somebody else comes in, you know, with conflicting or contrary information or feeling, you know, they be on them like ants be on a dying roach. I don't know if y'all ever seen that. Ants are a beast to other dying insects or animals. Ants on some other shit. Them little baby ants, they different. Cal says, we've lived life. Yes, y'all have. Stacey White says, usually the one with the loudest mouth is the weakest one. Yeah, I don't know about that. There was a time I would have said that was mostly true. It ain't always true. He says, how the saying goes, please be patient. God ain't finished with me yet. I was not going to know what that said at all. Well, you got that from Steve Harvey, right? Yeah. He had a whole comedy show. No, it was his was Don't Trip. God Ain't Finished With Me Yet. Yeah, my bad. And so it says, people who grew up watching Schoolhouse Rock, that legal episode is in play. man. Mia says, Omar, you come down hard on big people. Look, man. My eyes can't unsee what they see. My brain can't unknow what it knows or what it has learned. TK Wright says, in federal court. Yeah, these are federal crimes. Mia says, no, I didn't get it from Steve Harvey. I don't even like Harvey. Okay. Me either. I don't like him either. No, but I said that you ain't get it from him because his was Don't Trip. God Ain't Finished With Me Yet. Remember, he had a comedy special. And I don't think that Steve Harvey is funny as far as his stand-up is concerned. But that was he was actually funny on that one. Don't Trip. God Ain't Finished. Or no, it was like, God, Don't Trip. He Ain't Finished With Me Yet. Some shit like that. Like, I never liked anything he said on stage before, but I watched that whole special. That was about, what, 15 years ago or whatever? He was actually funny. I'm like, all right, Steve, you're finally living up to the hype. Because, you know, cats be acting like he funny. But I don't know. He is funny in other ways. Like, he's funny when he's hosting. He's just not what I would call funny as far as a stand-up comedian is concerned. You know, when he's hosting, you know, the Family Feud, that's his thing. He be killing that. He be killing that because he's so condescending. And he's so, you know what I mean? He just be so disappointed when people give out bad answers. He be like, wash your hands and feet. Ding! That big mustache bastard. Big mustache bastard. You're so busy wishing that somebody would fail that you wasn't concentrating on nobody else. You know, if you've ever watched somebody that was obsessed with somebody else's downfall, like Donald Trump was obsessed with Obama. He was obsessed with him. He wanted to see him look bad. He wanted to see him fail. And he didn't get a chance to do that. And that's why I don't believe in trying to block that you can block somebody's blessings. Like, no. He couldn't stop Obama from getting his flowers. Couldn't stop it. Even when you block the portrait ceremony at the White House, and Obama was like, nah, I ain't going to that shit. But it doesn't matter. His legacy is what it is. And it's not perfect. But you ain't make it worse. Now, a lot of people are defending you, and they will defend you no matter what happens to you, Donald Trump. No matter what happens to you, millions of people will say that you were done wrong. But they can't stop you. They can't stop what's happening from you because you caused it. They can't do nothing for you. So they can martyr you, but they won't be able to bring you back. And then you can call for another riot and all that kind of stuff. It ain't going to stop nothing. You're going to get this work. You going to get this work, fool. Yeah, so what are some other examples, some public examples that y'all can think of where you've seen somebody seem like they were so obsessed with making somebody else look bad, or even being a fanatic, a fan of the of theirs. A lot of people ain't gonna like this, but Cowboys fans. Now, this is just an opinion as an Eagles fan. It seems like Cowboys fans are so obsessed with hoping that the Eagles don't win nothing, that they don't do nothing, that they don't go nowhere, that they not concentrating on making sure that their own team is better, and neither is their own team. Now, I don't know if the Dallas Cowboys organization is obsessed with being as good as the Eagles, or seeing that the Eagles don't do well year after year. I don't think the organization cares about it, but their fans, the Cowboys fans will say that the Eagles fans are so busy hating on them that maybe that's why y'all didn't win the Super Bowl, because y'all was so happy that we got, that we lost to the 49ers, that y'all wind up losing to the Chiefs. And I'm like, I don't know what y'all talking about. The refs cheated us. But it's true. You know, I've seen Cowboys fans, you know, on social media take shots at the Eagles time and time and time and time and time again. They so busy trying to make sure that Eagles fans, you know, feel bad about themselves, or are demoralized and all of that kind of stuff. But their team don't be winning like that. Y'all can't win more than one playoff game. Y'all can't make it out of the wild card round. Y'all can't make it out of divisional round. Let me put it that way. Now, other fans of other teams probably don't care about that rivalry. I'm close to that rivalry, so I see it that way. But I also see Eagles fans so obsessed with seeing the demise of Dallas fans or the Dallas Cowboys that, I mean, many of them probably don't even know all of the players on the Eagles starting roster. I think that's a fail. Like, if you're going to hate on another team, you should at least know your own team. That would be like me being so obsessed with the neighbors not having a house or a household as good as mine, that I fail to treat my house or my household as good as I need to. Mia says, it never fails. Every time I start getting over our loss, O brings it up. Hey, man, we got shit. Listen, I haven't had an off season. My whole off season has been, you know, because I watch a lot of sports videos. I don't be really watching sports themselves. Shout out to the Denver Nuggets. You know, they did their thing. They won an NBA championship last night. They deserved it. They did. They deserved it. But, look, I'm not mad at what happened with the Eagles. They didn't win the Super Bowl, but they were the best team. But the best part of it is you can hate on Jalen Hurts all you want. That man is going to win a Super Bowl or two or three in his lifetime. Ain't nothing going to stop that. Ain't no hate going to stop it. He's determined. You know how you can see the determination in some people. There are some standout athletes where you can see, like, a championship is in that person's future. Like, I knew that Charles Barkley would never win a championship. I knew it. Because he didn't have that, I'm going to get it. I am going to get this thing. He's too busy blaming everything else for when things didn't go right for him. And that's not what champions do. Champions be like, all right, if that didn't work, we got to put something in here that does work. That coach ain't coaching the way we need a coach. If that coach ain't coaching us to a championship, we need to get a coach in here that'll coach us to the championship. And I'm going to do my part to make sure that he coaches me right and that I accept the coaching and that we get there. That's what a Phil Jackson had. Of course, he had the benefit of coaching nothing but Hall of Famers. But those Hall of Famers all had the eyes of the Tiger. They wasn't having it. They wasn't having it. Like, we going to win this shit. The right man, the right plan, and the right coaches. Yeah, Carol says, Barkley didn't have the drive to win. He didn't. He didn't have the drive to win. And you know what? He didn't deserve it. He didn't deserve it. I never thought he deserved to be a champion. He deserved to retire without a ring just the way he did. And everything he does in his life now confirms that to me. Like, you ain't had no business winning no championship. You a bum. He used to talk bad about his teammates, his organization, his coaches, everything. You don't deserve to win. You don't deserve to win. You'll always be a legend, a legendary player, but you'll never have that ring. See, when they had that dream team with the Phoenix Suns, because that was the best situation. No, he had an even better situation when they was in Houston. But they was all kind of, they were all aging players. They were all good, but... And they lost that championship, and he blamed Scottie Pippen. And Scottie Pippen wasn't having it. He wasn't having it. Charles Barkley talking about something. I was disappointing Scottie Pippen because after – and Scottie Pippen fired right back. Like, I'm disappointing his fat ass because he was – Scottie went in. A lot of people mad at Scottie Pippen right now because they say he hating because George – because – Michael Jordan Jr. or whatever is sexing his wife. I don't know nothing about all that. But yeah, there's a good chance that Charles Barkley was so fixated on other things, hoping that, you know, other organizations fail or whatever, that he ain't win himself. Concentrate on getting your shit together. Do that. And that's what I see in somebody like Jalen Hurts. He ain't got time to be feeding into the naysayers and the doubters and all of that. Like, that don't matter. I got to get better. I'm going to get better, and then I'm going to make the people around me better too. And that's how I get this. That's how I'll get this ring and this trophy. None of that other shit is gonna matter. It's not gonna win nothing. Carol says Barkley had a big head and thought he was better than he actually was. He was a good basketball player, but he wasn't a leader. He was never a leader of a team. He was not a leader. He was not a leader. He was the antithesis of a leader. He was a complainer. Stacey White says, you should never forget what you're fighting for. Yeah, you shouldn't. Carol says, I love that young man. He's well-grounded. Look, I know greatness when I see it. And it's a funny thing because, like, Donovan McNabb, I didn't think he could get it done. I didn't think he could get it done. Yeah. He didn't have that killer instinct. You know, you got to have that killer comeback instinct. In the NFL, you got to have it. You got to have that, get that ball back in my hands. All I need is 30 seconds. That's all I need. I don't care if we on the 1 yard line. I'm going to make it to that end zone. I need 30 seconds. That's all I need. 30 seconds in a timeout. That's all I need. Give me that, and I'm going to give you this win. Hmm? Why you think in 2017-18 season, when the ball was in Tom Brady's hands and he only had like how long he had the final possession, I think they only had about 10 seconds or something like that. But everybody was nervous about Tom Brady because they knew. It's a good thing he didn't have a timeout because it would have been a wrap. But it wasn't his day that day. It wasn't his day. Cal says, once McNabb was injured, it was a wrap. He became timid, in my opinion. I think Donovan McNabb became timid by other people's opinions. Like when Rush Limbaugh said that he was just a running quarterback, that he was just an average quarterback, because and said that America or the media just wants to see a black quarterback do well. That's when he stopped using his legs. He wanted to show everybody that he could be a pocket passer. No, Donovan. You play your game. You play your game. If they can't stop what you doing, then they lose against you. But you don't say, well, you know what I mean? You said I couldn't do this. I'm going to show you I can. No, you don't do that. If you say that all I can do is shoot jumpers, well, then stop me from shooting jumpers. That's what you got to do. Other than that, I'm going to shoot your lights out all night, beyond the arc, all day, all night. 100% field goal percentage. Y'all ain't gonna put no hand in my face. You ain't gonna guard me. You ain't gonna make me show my handle. They say all I do is punch. Nigga, stop it. And if all I do is punch, then nigga block it. That's what one of my battle rappers say. Shout out. Shout out to my nigga Fonz. But that's one of my favorite lines. He said, they say all I do is punch. Nigga, stop it. And if all I do is punch, then nigga block it. In other words, you can't stop me. You can't. If you can't stop what I'm doing, then I'm going to be the champion. But I'm not going to switch my game because you said I couldn't do something. Now you got mind control over me, and that's what happened to Donovan McNabb. And that's why I knew he would never win. Don't be what somebody else wants you to be or what they say you can't be. You be what you are. You the star. They say all I do is punch. Nigga, stop it. And if all I do is punch, then nigga block it. That's it. I don't want to hear all of that. They told Larry Bird, and he ain't got nothing but a jump shot. That's all he needed. He ain't need nothing else. Let y'all black dudes go in there on the inside and dunk and lay up. And I ain't got to do that. Water. All day. All day. And I'm going to shoot y'all lights out all day. I'm hard to guard. I got a handle. All day. Get on the body here, man. Let's get ready to do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. June 13th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Michelle Daniels, my girl Michelle Daniels, happy birthday to you. She's a go-getter. And also Nzinga Abebe, turning 52 years old today. And Courtney Diane, happy birthday to you. And Kimya Parker, happy birthday to you. And she's a go-getter. Tihitina, Katina Yatina. Happy birthday to you, turning 31 years old. And Minus Lamb, happy birthday to you. And Jardina LaRue, happy birthday to you. And Antonio Gonzalez, happy birthday to you. And Darcel Wynn Leonard, happy birthday to you. And Cheryl Sharp, turning 40 years old today. And Shakima Thomas, turning 42 years old today. And Krista Brignac, turning 46 years old today. And last but not least, my girl, Rashina Long. Happy birthday to you, Rashina Long. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And this goes out to each and every one of y'all who shares this birthday on this glorious June 13th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the jam. The jam. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, you so busy wishing that somebody will fall, you haven't even taken care of yourself. You so busy calling somebody ugly that you ain't even keeping yourself up. You so busy calling somebody dirty that your ass is stinking, you out here, you know what I mean? I scratch your neck and get some dirt under my nails. I scratch your neck and get some dirt under my nails. I scratch your neck and get some dirt under my nails. Shit, dirty as hell, nigga, you's a fail. You gotta do better than you've been doing. You gotta pursue something better than you've been pursuing. You gotta get up off your ass. You gotta act like you know and show a little class. And show a little class like a Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids. Well, I'm going to tell you something about what I know. You got to take your time out to prove and show that you can be the best person out here that's winning. And you don't have to be like that from the beginning because you can learn from your mistakes. And you can take your time and make sure that you know that I'm trying to help you. I ain't trying to see you down. But if you fuck around, you're going to find out, clown. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. I see my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, max, and chill. Good to see you, my man. We will be back tomorrow. So make sure y'all, you know what I mean, just come through. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Until then, you know, wish well upon yourselves and just keep improving yourself and getting a lot better. And believe me, other people will follow suit. And you will love to self-appreciate. But don't think that nobody else is going to hate. But that don't mean they're going to, just because somebody is going to hate on you incessantly, it doesn't mean that they're going to win. You win. All right. So Blog Talk, we're going to get.